All right, welcome to Phil Henry Show, the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Mike Flanagan, you just heard him, he's going to be with us. Bob Green is going to be with us. Harvey Wehrman's going to be with us.
A very big, I would say, legal settlement, although I didn't have any idea.
Yeah, they are settling it legally.
All right, well, when you say they're settling it legally, what is that? We're going to find out. But we do know, having had these gentlemen on the show before, there was some static, if you will, about kind of juvenile.
Kind of juvenile.
You know, some static about the phrase, I deliver a load of meat.
And here's what doesn't help, Phil. Margaret, I know I'm laughing at it. Here's what doesn't help. When Phil and Bud here and the general, this is an important advertising messaging segment.
I agree.
All right. So that when someone is having a problem with an advertising message, I think it's very important that the show, this show, the Phil Henry Show, presents itself as professional as possible, because you do, Phil, have advertisers.
That's correct.
Yes.
Now, Martin, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Good.
That's right. Don't interrupt me. So that when you have advertisers, Phil, that you're looking to interest in being on the Phil Henry Show platform, and I say the phrase, delivering a load of meat.
Yeah, you're laughing now.
No, I'm not. I had an itch. My nose itched, and my nose arched up.
What do you mean your nose arched up?
My nose went up.
It did sort of arch.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, Margaret, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely. And to that end, we want to bring on Mr. Flanagan.
Go ahead.
Mike Flanagan joining us. By the way, we've known you in the past as Miles.
Right. Well, Miles is the name that I've gone through professionally for much of my life, but there are so many Miles Flanagans that I don't want anyone to get confused, Phil. So it's my Flanagan.
My Flanagan. And the name of your company is My Flanagan Special Meat Train?
No, it's My Flanagan Special Meat. Yes, My Flanagan Special Meat Train. And we have been in the business of supplying meats and seafood to restaurants in Europe and in North America. And only recently, we opened our operation in North America.
Now, in opening your operation in North America, Mr. Flanagan, you've had dealings with Robert Greene, you've had dealings with Ted Bell, two advertisers we know very well.
Well, I not so much with Ted Bell. We basically would bring a load of I'd bring a load of my meat. This is something that we have to...
But this is at the heart of the legal problem.
Yeah. Basically, I brought to Bob Greene a load of my meat. And he then would have that in his grocery store, and that's when...
And that's when Ted Bell came to buy it there.
Yeah, Ted Bell would come to the store with his little shopping bag of, I don't know.
That, Mr. Henry.
I don't know what's so funny, but I agree with Miss Gray, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry, the idea of Ted Bell coming into the Bob Greene grocery store with a little shopping bag and buying supplies of meat for his restaurant seemed amusing to me.
All right, so let's get enough of Phil's entertainment. General, I'm here, man. I'm present. Yeah, I know, but we've got some...
We got to move along, Mr. Henry.
Okay, fine. So Mr. Flanagan is with us because there was a legal action against you, correct?
There was a legal action brought against me by Bob Green of Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And there was ancillary action, yes, brought by Ted Bell. But Ted Bell had brought his action against Bob Greene, so Bob Greene sued me, and I'm very happy to say we've been able to work out a decent deal with Mr. Harvey Wehrman, who is the attorney for Robert Greene, as I remember.
All right, we're going to get Harvey Wehrman on the phone, who is in a bathtub.
Yeah, I told you.
I know you told me, but I don't. Hi, Harvey.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
So you're taking a tub, huh?
I'm in the bathtub right now. I was called about 15 minutes ago by Dickman, who said, "Can we put you on the air? It looks like you guys cut a deal on Bob Greene's meat." And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Well, he's talking about...
No, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the fact that Mr. Flanagan is my there. Right here, Harvey. Good to talk to you. I represent Bob Greene, okay? No, I know that. No, I'm telling Phil that. And Mr. Greene brought an action against Mr. Flanagan, saying that he had slathered and... I'm not familiar with this term slather. This is the first. It was a slander as well as a libel. It's called slabbered. And it's a term that I like to use, and I bring it into courtrooms. And
yeah, and how do they feel about it?
The judge, how do they feel it? Who is that?
It's General Shaw, for God's sake.
Okay, General. Yeah, well, how they feel about it? The judges don't like it. They generally throw it out, but...
All right, so what was the... Did you sue somebody?
No. We came to Mr. Flanagan, and we said we believe damages are due because you insisted on saying that you deliver a fresh load of your meat to Bob Grin. This is the language that we objected to. All right, I hope you get this right. I checked it out with your attorney. We object to the language that my Flanagan, in advertising the special My Flanagan meat train, says that he delivers a load of his meat, and Bob Grin gladly takes it with a smile once a week. That was right. And the agreement is, it was a monetary settlement.
Can you tell us how much?
No, we cannot. Phil, I'm sorry, that's confidential. However, other aspects of the agreement were that in saying Bob Grin takes a load of my meat, and he does it with a smile, that he would, Mr. Flanagan would, condemn what he had said, and that he would put it a different way. Right, well, I'm not doing business with your client anymore. I know, but if you were, I would simply say that this is the My Flanagan special meat train pulling up to the Bob Grin, pulling up to Bob Green's entrance so I can begin to load meat into it. No, that's not what we agreed to. Well, if we agreed to, did you talk to Clark? I talked to Clark Bonnier, your attorney, and he agreed to the following language. My Flanagan special meat train delivering meat to Bob Green's greens and meats for your table. What? You didn't hear that. No, you didn't tell me that.
Well, all right, gentlemen, let me jump in here for a minute. We're talking with Bob Grin, and I'm sorry, Harvey. We're talking with Harvey Wireman, and we're talking with Mike Flanagan, Mr. Flanagan, who's the owner of Flanagan's special meat train, and that they deliver meat, right?
We're suppliers.
Okay. And Harvey Wireman. Now, what is the special? What's the language that you're supposed to be using? I know what the action was that Bob Grin brought, Harvey. It was about my Flanagan delivering.
Well, you know, I'll do it again. My Flanagan delivers a load of his meat to Bob Grin once a week, who takes it willingly with a smile on his face. And we felt that was highly inflammatory. Nothing was meant by. Okay, well. Nothing was meant by this. Fine, but the fact is, we found it highly inflammatory and provocative.
All right. So now the new language is what?
Well, may I go ahead? As I understand it, Phil, the new language that I am allowed to use is that my Flanagan special meat train pulls up to Bob Grin's greens and meats and unloads a load of meat for Bob's customers for the summer table. Well, no, that's not. It's not. No. My Flanagan special meat train delivers great steaks and seafood to Bob Grin's greens and meats for your summer table. And I pull up to Bob's entrance. No, you don't pull up to Bob's entrance because we're back into the same area. I don't understand.
Okay, I think I hear what's going on here. Mr. Flanagan, are you trying to keep this sort of offensive language in?
No, I'm not. What is offensive about it?
Yeah, he's saying, well, you're saying basically you pull up to Bob's entrance.
Oh, see, that's what Bob, and Bob Grin is Bob on the line?
Let's get Bob Grin, okay?
All right.
Bob Grin is the owner of Bob Grin's Bob Grin's, and is that you, Harvey?
I just turned on some hot water.
Okay. Bob Grin's Greens and Meats, or Meats and Greens, and Bob, you there?
Hi, Phil, and Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob, thank you.
I'm very happy to have this put behind us, Mike, and we're back in business.
I hope so.
Okay, Bob, do you know, what do you understand the language to be with regard, the new language that's acceptable to you?
The language that's acceptable to me is that my Flanagan special meat train pulls up to Bob Grin's meat bean green.
You gotta find out a way to You don't even know the name of your own store?
Yes, I do know the name of my own store.
Okay, just hold on, gentlemen.
It's my Flanagan's special meat train pulls up to Bob Green's Green... Shit.
It's called Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
That's a great...
It's called Bob Green's Greens and Meats and Greens.
Yeah, that's right. The My Flanagan special meat train pulls up to Bob Green's Meats and Greens and drops off a load. That
right. That's my understanding as well.
And I didn't even like that. But I figured since we did have a monetary settlement...
So, Phil, here's the thing. It's Harvey talking.
Go ahead, Harvey.
Yeah, here's the thing. Can I just another blast of hot water, please? Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, so turn it off.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Charlene, my young lady, the lady that I'm living with, a woman now.
Congratulations.
So, thank you, honey. So, Charlene is... She's a woman I met at a... She owns the... I don't want to get into it.
Okay, that's fine. So anyway, go ahead.
All right, so there's a monetary settlement that Mai agreed to pay Bob Green, which will be forthcoming, and the agreement that Mai Flanagan will say, Mai Flanagan's special meat train... Wait a minute, what is it again? Drops a load of meat off at Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
You know, now that we say it,
Well, what's the problem?
Well, it sounds drops off his load.
I didn't say he drops off his load. Hold on for just a second. Bob, it's Mai Flanagan's special meat train drops off a load of meat for Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
You're sure?
Yes, you were there when we cut the deal.
Okay, so I'll just repeat it. Mai Flanagan's special meat train drops off a load of his meat for Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Well, it's not quite that. It's Mai Flanagan of Mai Flanagan's special meat train delivers a load of Mai Flanagan's meat to Bob Green's Greens and Meats. Yes, that's right. And what that does is it precludes any idea, any juvenile idea that somehow he's got a smile on his face as he takes Mai Flanagan.
I take Mai Flanagan's meat, which you understand, man. That's rough.
Oh no, I understand that. So the phrase Mai Flanagan drops a load of meat off at Bob's entrance, you don't like. We didn't like that because we thought it was too suggestive.
Yeah, there's an obvious suggestion going on there.
I don't understand.
Oh come on, are you kidding me?
No, I don't understand. Well, look at my. You agreed to the language and the.
I agreed to the monetary settlement, and yes, I agreed to the language. I just don't know why it is. My initial suggestion was Mai Flanagan drops a load of his meat off right at Bob's entrance. You know.
There's a. You know, you're emphasizing that.
I hear you emphasizing that as well, Mr. Flanagan. You're going off at, you know, at Bob's entrance.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Sounds highly suggestive when you say, hey, it's Mai Flanagan. I'm dropping a load off at Bob's entrance.
Okay, so in other words, your entrance is your anus. Gentlemen.
Okay, guys, I think we got this settlement. I think we've discussed this long enough. So there's a settlement in the works. Mai Flanagan paying off Bob Green.
I'm not paying anyone off. I've settled to a one-time payout because Bob Green somehow feels like he's been violated by my meat.
Here we go again. We're on a live broadcast here. You want me to hit you up for some more money?
You're not going to hit me up for more, Bob. I apologized and I also rewrote the copy. Okay.
Right. Fine. But I don't want to keep going back to this. You drop your meat off at my entrance.
Okay. All right. Are you gentlemen in agreement? You know, I can continue with my bath because I want to get a little more hot water here. If you don't, Charlene, come on in, honey. So yeah.
All right, Harvey. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Mai Flanagan, Bob Green, best of luck to you guys. Glad that you worked things out.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil, and remember to come in to Bob Green's Meats and Greens for all of your summer picnic needs.
And don't forget that Mai Flanagan drops off that meat, drops his load off at Bob's house.
No, that's not it. God damn it.
All right, watch it, okay?
Why is he changing?
I'm sorry. I didn't think it mattered.
It drops off his loaded Bob's house.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. My Flanagan, the special meat train.
You're going to mention the meat train.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your company, right?
Yes, it is my company. But my Flanagan's meat train delivers a load of meat to Bob Green's meats and grains once a month.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Hi, this is Gary Lichtman, and I'm the president of the Parent Teacher Association at Belmore Academy. And I'm proud to say we're proud to be on the Phil Henry Show, and we'll be talking to Coach Vernon Dozier. And also for you to consider getting a Backstage Pass, which is the Mr. Henry's subscription to his website, so you can hear all of his great shows. And we thank Mr. Henry for giving us this platform here this evening. Again, I'm Gary Lichtman, and I'm going to have on Coach Dozier here in just a moment.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a Backstage Pass today for a month or for a year at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. And now, the Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook with the head coach of Belmore Academy's varsity football squad, Coach Vernon Dozier.
And I thank you all for joining me. You have Gary Lichtman with me here. Gary is with the Parent Teacher Organization at Belmore. I want to get right into it, Gary.
That's fine with me.
I took the job, just so to give you guys some background, I took over the, I reassumed the reins of the head coaching job at Belmore Academy. I had essentially had retired two seasons ago.
Yes, that's correct.
And I retired two seasons ago, Mr. Lichtman, because you and a couple of other the fathers, you and I, we got into it.
No, I wouldn't say that that was. I wouldn't say that was necessarily. I know I disagreed with a lot of the decisions you were making on field.
No, I know that, but as you know, as the head coach of the team, I'm not going to let a parent. I don't care. And your son, a good football player, Bryce, not a great foot. I didn't start him, and that made you angry.
Bryce is a very good. I was told by a number of scouts.
What scouts?
Just different football people that Bryce was a quality.
No, I mean what football people told you that? Please, Gary.
Just you, it's not important what football people. I could say to you that I imagine them or I fantasize them. And if I told you I fantasize these people, it still is.
And no, it's not. They're not real people.
Fine. But here's what I want to say. Yes, Bryce, you had him on the bench. But that's not what my problem was with you. My problem with you was that you didn't want to take input, good input, from a lot of the fathers.
A lot of the fathers. And I told you then, and I will tell you again, Gary, that I don't take advice from parents. I don't take input from parents. I don't sculpt the squad. I don't start, you know, I don't write my roster or the starting 11 players on offense and defense by first consulting with parents.
Yes. And that's as it should be.
That's as it should be. Well, that's not the way it was, and that's why I wound up quitting 3 years ago.
Yes, but we want you back, Coach.
You want me back. Now, hold on. So here's the thing. Jason Moron had the team in the 21-22 season. Last year, I took over. Jason won a total of, and bless his heart, hard-working coach and a harder working coach I've never seen. A little bit inexperienced, nonetheless. He won one game over two seasons.
Right, and this is the reason why we want you back.
Okay, well wait. Here's the newsflash, Gary. I took over this team last year. I won one game.
We know that, but we feel that now that everyone knows that you're back in the driver's seat, that there's going to be an improvement, and I think we'll see the ball players.
Yeah, because one of the things that happened when I left, and I didn't know this, but when I left, all of a sudden these letters of intent that we were getting from some very good football players, you know, young kids, good athletes, kids that were coming out of these grade school programs, most of it flag football, but you know, you do what you can. All of a sudden, we weren't getting any good talent.
No, we were getting a lot of bad players. So here,
But my feeling, Coach, is we want you back. We're glad you're coming back. We want to sign you to a multi-year deal.
I don't sign multi-year. This is a high school football program.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that we can do something big. Let's do something big. You know,
what do you mean by that?
Let's shoot for the stars, and turn this program into something that even a college level would be envious of.
No, I don't think we can do that because guys like you will be butting in.
Guys like me will be butting in when need be.
And when's that?
When we see something that's not quite right. Of course we're going to say something.
Okay, are you going to be spitting on me like you're doing right now? Every time you go, it's...
I'm saying to you, Coach, that we want you back at Belmar.
I'm already coming back. I already talked to Coach. I mean, I already talked to Father McQuarters, and I agreed to a one year extension on the contract from last year. So I'm already coming back.
Right. Okay. So you are coming back.
Yeah.
Well, but you didn't consult with us. We're the parents.
I'm not going to consult with parents.
Why?
Because you don't know anything. You don't know anything about football. You don't know anything about putting together a game plan.
Well, I think I do. I played some high school football myself.
Did you now?
Yes. And I don't have the experience. You have the experience.
You're right.
But I do have a son in your program, and I represent a lot of parents who do have sons in your program. And we just want to make sure, Coach, that we're glad you're back. We wanted you back.
After you guys engineered my firing, basically.
I don't know if we engineered it. We complained that we thought at that time you were not for Belmar Academy.
No, at that time you said that I was a rotten coach and they ought to get rid of me.
If I said that?
Yes.
Well...
Could you not? You're moving around in the seat.
Forgive me. If I said that you're a rotten coach, which I don't believe I did, but you say that I did say it.
Yes, you said I was a rotten. You said that to me in front of Father McQuarters, and in front of Gene Bevins, our weight coach. You said you, Coach Dozier, you're rotten.
Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and believe you.
You said it.
I'll go ahead and believe you, but here, the bottom line is we want you back.
I've already been rehired.
You've been rehired?
I've been given an extension on the one, I got a one-year extension on the deal.
Okay, so who did you do that with?
Father McQuarters. Who do you think, I don't work for you guys.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, so.
So you're wasting your time, aren't you?
I wouldn't have come all the way down here to start talking because I wanted to talk some turkey with you. I wanted to talk nuts and bolts. I wanted to talk the basics, dollars and cents.
Are you gonna offer me a deal?
You all right?
I'm fine. I work for Belmar Academy, Gary. I don't work for you.
No, I know that. But we might want to sweeten the deal. Add some money, maybe some incentive money.
That would be against that would violate the deal that I have with Belmar, and it would turn it, the whole thing would stink.
Well, why would it stink?
Because I don't want incentive money. I don't want to be a pro coach. I want to coach kids. I want to coach high school football.
And you're working at Subway. This I don't understand. You're working in the summer months. You're going off to Subway today, right?
Yes, I have a shift at Subway today.
Okay. So you don't get paid enough by Belmar. You got to go off the Subway.
And I see you coming in once a week.
That's right. I do. Because I like the tuna. I like the tuna 6-inch.
You like the tuna 6-inch, huh?
Oh, man. I think your audience should know that you pointed at your dick.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you most certainly did.
All right. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'll bet it's 6 inches.
Gary, before I ask you whether you like boys or girls...
Okay, welcome back, Coach.
You leaving?
Wait a minute. Welcome back, Coach. We're glad to have you back. I'd like to see my son in the starting lineup this year.
Not going
to
happen.
I'd like to see my son in the starting lineup this year.
Not going
to
happen.
I'd like to see...
Not going
to
happen.
My...
Not going to happen, Gary.
I want to see.
Bud.
Come on, Mr. Lehman. Would you like to have a beer or maybe a Coke?
Yes, I would.
That's Gary Lichtman. He is the head of the Parent Teacher Association at Belmar Academy. And a real pain in the ass when it comes to our football program. And again, I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to come back. Father McQuarters asked me, would you come back for one more year? I said, did you see what I just did last year? I said, come on and take a look at what you might as well be looking at an unflushed toilet is what I did last year. And Father McQuarters went, ha, 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 as he does, and said, no, we want you back. I said, you might as well give Jason Moron another chance. He said, no, the kid's, he's too young. I said, all right. So I'm back this year. One more year at Belmar.
Yeah.
I want to see my thumb dang it. Good. Get him out of here, please, before I flip. Thank you. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I want to thank my special guest, Gary Lichtman, the head of the PTO at...
I want to see my son.
Oh, would you get him out of here, please? I want to thank Gary Lichtman, my special guest, the head of the PTO at Belmar Academy. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. Join me again next week for another Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook.